St Mirren retained their SPL status after a 1-0 victory against Aberdeen on Tuesday night. Gareth Wardlaw made a Darren McGregor pass to smash the ball past Jamie Langfield, a goal which ultimately ended all hopes of a great escape from Hamilton and ended the 24-year hoodoo of winning at Pittodrie. So, St Mirren now take on St Johnstone at home and will be looking for an SPL victory over the Perthshire Saints. Again, something that hasn't been achieved since the days of Tom Hendry. And since it is a week of breaking our hoodoos, it would be a fantastic way to finish the season on a high. And you never know, it is still mathematically possible for St Mirren to finish in 10th position, depending on Aberdeen's result and goal difference. It may be the last game of the season, but it will also mark the end of an era for several St Mirren players. It was announced today that the contracts of John Potter, Craig Dargo, Gareth Wardlaw, Gary Brady, Ali Love, Sean Lynch, Jamie McCluskey, Paddy Craig, Kyle Faulds, Nick Hegarty and Mark McLennan will not be renewed. All players have been released and I would like to personally wish every single one of them the best for the future. And I'm sure they will have little problem finding a new club. As I say, it does mark the end of an era for the likes of Potter and Dargo in particular, but we need to be excited for the season ahead and put our trust in Danny Lennon and the new players he will look to bring to the club. New deals have been offered to the likes of Yuri Travner, Hugh Murray and Michael Higden, and I hope we can retain their services for next season. Danny Lennon will be expected to field a strong team tomorrow with league positions still at stake, but I think there will be returns to the first team action for Moy, McLean and perhaps Dargo. Well, hopefully we can go out with a bang, and my prediction for the game is a solid 2-0 victory for St Mirren with farewell strikes from Dargo and Potter. Well, a girl can dream. So see you all back for the return of the SPL earlier than usual this season, as it starts in July. Have a good summer. Thank you, everyone. I'm Holly McCormack.